This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, your phone calls and a ton of massively important news is coming up next segment. But Greg Reese has filed a new report that is so incredibly important. We'll be talking about more in the third hour. California is now castrating children from all 50 states. Let that sink in. That's not some fever dream or a Clive Barker novel. That is actually happening. That is actually the reality. So we're going to get to that and then so much more. A lot of big breaking news straight ahead on this live Wednesday, November 2nd transmission. Here's the report.
This summer, Chloe Cole spoke out against California's passing of SB 107, testifying that both her and her parents were manipulated and bullied by the state to undergo destructive, life-changing surgeries. And while Florida bans puberty blockers and so-called sexual reassignment surgeries for minors, California Governor Gavin Newsom signs a bill allowing children from any state in the country to go to California for transgender medical procedures without parental consent. California is being hailed by the death cult as a transgender surgery sanctuary state, now providing chemical and surgical castrations for all of America's children. According to this new law, California can take emergency jurisdiction over any child from anywhere if there's a disagreement between the parent and the state of California over how to treat a child's gender distress. SB 107 states that taking a child away from the child's parents is justifiable if it is done to pursue gender transition procedures in California, and allows for the state to wage child custody claims against out-of-state parents. SB 107 forbids healthcare providers from providing medical information related to gender identity procedures to a child's parent, even if sought under a subpoena. After permanently mutilating her own adopted child, Kathy Molig has been working full-time for California nonprofit Trans Family Support Services, where she reaches out to hundreds of children all across the country, luring them to California to castrate themselves. She often does so without the parents' knowledge.
I work with a lot of youth before they tell their families, and helping them in shaping what that looks like.
Her work focuses on conservative communities where parents may not approve of having their children castrated.
We have kids coming from all over the country for our virtual groups. We also opened a chapter in Huntsville, Alabama, because the people in red states really need as much support as they can get from us allies, in particular in states like California and Oregon and Washington.
For whatever reason, people are allowing this incredibly evil attack against their own children. And recently, Laura Logan interviewed a UN insider who explained to her why children are the biggest target.
I get it, but I don't get it. The children. I have such a problem with this. You got to explain this one to me. And he said, well, first of all, you're looking at it the wrong way. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, they don't define children the way you do. They don't define the world the way you do. The choices that you face are not their choices, right? They look at it completely differently. And I said, well, okay, so how do they look at it? And he said, for them, everything is defined by their one fundamental, all-consuming purpose. I said, which is what? He said, to defeat God. For them, the younger you are, the closer you are to God, the more pain they can inflict on God. So the more you can make a baby or a small child suffer, the greater your victory over God. And that is the only consideration for them.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
gentlemen, we are back after a 60-second break. Stay with us. I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two on this Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022 transmission. We are 6 days out from this incredibly important midterm elections. We're going to open the phones up. We'll be taking your calls throughout the hour. Savannah Hernandez will be popping in with big breaking news in the third hour on the state of our republic from the shocking footage he's been gathering around the country, and she got physically attacked. There's footage of that. It's all coming up. Okay, so there are so many articles pouring in minute by minute that just in the last 3 or 4 minutes, I was given 3 new articles about prominent people dying after they took the so-called COVID vaccines. And I've got stacks of doctors and scientists and young people and kids dying, but I don't need all that anecdotally. I have the insurance company data that we've had for over a year and a half that's tracking the same worldwide a year and a half later of 40 to 42% increase in death in the U.S., in Canada, in Germany, in France, in the Netherlands, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Singapore, in Israel, where you take the Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, they all do the same thing. They create the poison spike protein that creates blood clots throughout the body and kills you. 40+% increase in death in one demographic, 18 to 63. And here's just what came out in the last 3 minutes. These all went live on InfoWars.com. Pouring out so fast, I can't even read them all. NFL coach and former Vikings co-defensive coordinator Adam Zimmer, dead at 38. He was found dead in his home. No details. Oh, that's always the same, isn't it? Here he is with his twins. But daddy's dead now. At 38. That's the Bengals assistant coach. Vax boosted food writer 49 who relished anti-vaxxer's mask dying in legions died suddenly from cardiac arrest. Not even overweight. Dead. And she bragged that she'd had 4 of the shots. Hell, the head of the CDC just took her 5th shot. And that's COVID for the 5th time. Here's another one. Leaked hospital email reveals explosion of stillbirths following COVID vaccine rollout. Big article on InfoWars.com by the great Jamie White. But it's not just this information out of the hospital. All over the world where they took the shots. We have the documents. The New England Medical Journal reported an 82% increase not an increase. That'd be bad enough, an 82% increase in stillbirths. No, I'm sorry. 82% of women that took the Pfizer or Moderna shot in the first or second trimester had a miscarriage. 18% in the third trimester. Baby's a little tougher by then, though they're born a lot of times with their skin eaten off and their organs already failing. That's hardcore. And it's just out in the open. They're killing us and testing to see what we, the slaves, do. And the Atlantic knows we're mad. That's the enemy mouthpiece. They said, stop, you're mad at us. We're sorry. We're killing you. We love you. We're liberal. But we're not at Jeffrey Epstein's island raping children. Let's read over some of this article and then start going to your phone calls. Leaked hospital email reveals explosion of stillbirths following COVID vaccine rollout. We've had all these virologists, all these epidemiologists, all these pathologists, coroners, right down to nurses and funeral home directors saying, we've never seen these weird clots, these weird long strings we pull out. It's in kids, it's in adults, it's everywhere. The cemeteries have said, yeah, we've got more dead than we've ever had. Double or triple the number of people being buried at our cemeteries. You go to the cemeteries and there's just dug up dirt everywhere. There's lines of new people dead. And they're 7 years old, and they're 18 years old, and they're 78 years old, and they're 41 years old. But they've all taken that loving liberal shot. And for TV viewers, there we are just putting statistics in 2021 up. The new numbers haven't come out yet. And right after the booster shots are given, mass illness, mass death. And the morbidity this year and last year are way above what it was supposedly at the peak of COVID. This is clearly an extreme danger signal. The statistical probability of this occurring by chance alone is zero, says OBGYN physician. Well, I'm sure they'll have their medical license taken like they're doing to Dr. Peter McCullough, who's in the studio with us this Saturday coming up. How liberal. A leaked email sent out to hospital staff at a Fresno, California hospital reported an increase in stillbirths that is expected to continue. The leaked email to the Epoch Times by a staffer who wishes to remain anonymous for fear of losing their job explained that this week that the stillbirth rate has skyrocketed from the pre-COVID-19 vaccine average of 1 in 2 every 90 days in her hospital alone. So now they have a doubling of stillbirths. There were 22 patients in 2022, which ties the record that they had in 2021. And so far in September, there have been 7. It's only the 8th day of the month. A managing nurse wrote, adding she hopes the trend does continue to intensify, or definitely. And that's babies that made it. They were very smart when they made this weapon and recommended it to pregnant women that it kills them in first and second trimester so they can count it as a stillbirth. Very well-designed weapon, lovingly prepared for you and your family. While every globalist says they want to get rid of people, there's too many of us, they really want you to take a shot because they care about you. And again, they're on screen, as I've shown it over 1,000 times in the last 2 years, October 2020. FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines, draft working list of possible adverse events. Guillain-Barré, myocarditis, heart attacks, deaths, everything that happened. Because it was a well-planned, loving, liberal operation to save us from ourselves. Thank you for killing and maiming us. You're so liberal. Thanks for starting World War III. Thanks for all the currency devaluation inflation. Thanks for drag queen pedophile time. Thank you for all the fentanyl. Thank you. Thank you for all the surveillance. Thank you, ADL and Homeland Security, for illegally spying on all of us. Thank you for being the good people and dealing with us bad Nazis that just wanted to live. Especially those Nazi babies that are all dying in those modern ovens in their mommy's tummies. Thank you, ADL. Thank you. Such good people. You murderous hypocrites. Outrage ensues after the Atlantic suggests amnesty for pandemic authorities. And they go on and say, we didn't mean the lockdowns or the shots, and we didn't mean it all, and we were sorry, and just be nice to us. Let's be friends. This is like men that beat their girlfriends and wives and black their eyes and knock their teeth out. And they tell them, baby, I'm so sorry I broke your ribs. I'll never do it again. Let's have an amnesty. And let's promise it never happens again. I promise, baby, I won't ever knock you upside the head again. But they do it again and again and again. But now, just like in Saving Private Ryan, and a lot of that stuff actually happened in war, where the American soldiers got the advantage over the German soldier, and he's driving down the dagger to kill him, and the German says, I give up, please let me go. And he lets him hesitate. The German flips him over and drives the knife into him. And that's all they're saying. Oh, let's be friends. We love you. We love the children. Particularly, we want to give them shots. And don't be mean to us here at the Atlantic. We really care about you. That's why we're building death camps for you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The phone call's straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Singles Bible study on Monday nights. We went to church on Wednesday nights and on Sunday mornings to a, I guess you'd call it, evangelical church in Dallas. And I remember on a Wednesday night they had two auditoriums, and we went and watched a movie that I guess had come out a year before, and I'd forgotten the movie. Because they made a lot of movies in the 80s and 90s about the Mark of the Beast, the Antichrist, and the world government. And I remember later in life thinking, well, when the Mark of the Beast comes, what effect will all these movies have that exposed it? And now here we are, way into the future, 40-plus years later, and it's actually being rolled out. So I'm going to get into this now and then into your phone calls. For all the great folks that are patiently holding, we'll be getting to. But first we're going to play the longer clip than the shorter clip that's an adaptation adding Klaus Schwab to it from our current timeline. This is Early Warning 1981. I remember watching this in about 82 on a projector in an auditorium. And the old projector's on reels. And this is just one scene from the movie. I got to watch the whole movie again. This is the one world government scene where they're secretly gotten in the ventilation system and are recording the globalists at one of their secret meetings. This is from 1981, and now we're living it.
Since our last meeting, we've made tremendous progress. And I'd like to say that most of the credit goes to our extremely efficient International Research and Development Committee. So I would like to thank each and every one of you for your hard work and dedication to our cause. In reviewing this year's progress, let me say that we have been highly effective in conditioning the people's minds to accept our solution to the world's problems. The energy crisis here in the United States was exceptionally successful worldwide, and we expect similar success with our upcoming food shortage. Our labor leaders have made great progress by causing confusion and work stoppages in all areas of the world. Financially, the dollar is being devalued even faster than we could have hoped. Politically, the public has lost total confidence in any form of government. The threat of universal war is a daily possibility. As you know, we ourselves do not need to hold any visible office of leadership. As a matter of fact, it's better that we do not. If we control the finances, news media, food, transportation, energy, we control everything. It is important that you, as world leaders, keep our program before your countrymen. With our World Bank and computer program operational, we now have the capacity to control the financial affairs of every human being on Earth by giving each person his own computer number. Anytime his number is used, we would know his financial situation at once. He could not buy or sell anything without his computer number. It will simplify their lifestyles tremendously. The end result will be a one-world monetary and government system that we alone will control. Yes?
What about the people who forget their number or their cards are lost or stolen?
We've made provisions for that. By using this laser imprinter, We can painlessly and permanently affix the person's number to the back of his hand or his forehead if he so desires. The numbers would be easily read by this new ultraviolet scanning equipment. For the purposes of demonstration, I've had such a number imprinted on myself. Once this number is imprinted, it cannot be lost nor can it be changed. Now, are there any questions?
What about the individuals who refuse to have this number implantation?
We expect some minor resistance, especially from highly motivated religious groups. But eventually, hunger will cause even the most zealous to conform to our program.
History is truly at a turning point.
Since our last meeting, we've made tremendous progress.
So global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
The energy crisis here in the United States was exceptionally successful worldwide, and we expect similar success with our upcoming food shortage. Our labor leaders have made great progress by causing confusion and work stoppages in all areas of the world.
In times of crisis, the role of governments is more important and more relevant than ever.
Politically, the public has lost total confidence in any form of government. The threat of universal war is a daily possibility.
What is also needed is a summit like this one to go beyond crisis management and to look into constructive ways we can build our common future.
I would like to thank each and every one of you for your hard work and dedication to our cause. In reviewing this year's progress, let me say that we have been highly effective in conditioning the people's minds to accept our solution to the world's problems.
You know, I'm going to direct my whole crew, Greg Reese, John Bowne, Darren McGreen, everybody that puts together video compilations, to go get the film Early Warning and to make 1 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute, whatever you want, comparisons to what they say to what's currently happening. It's exactly what's going on, because this is a satanic plan, and God has literally given our people the discernment to know the enemy plan way ahead of time. You watch that first 2 minute clip. The war, the food shortages, the disruption in supply chain to make you accept all this. And we have the UN and Klaus Schwab. What the crew threw together this morning for Harrison Smith was great in just a few minutes. But I mean, we've got Schwab saying the food will go, they will accept the new system, the pain will be great, we are running it all. I mean, we have clips of him saying you will take microchips so you do not lose your code, you will have to buy and sell, we will make your life simple, we will control everything you do, we will Literally, they're following this to a T. To an absolute, complete, total T. All right, we're going to go to break here in a moment and come back and get right to your calls, I promise. I'm going to go to your calls quickly. Bam, bam, bam. And we're going to get Savannah Hernandez on about 15 minutes the next hour, so I have time to get to at least the first 12 calls that are here on hold. Ignacio, Jessica, David, Rick, Don, Joey, Todd, Ben, Russell, Daniel, and others. I said yesterday was the last day because it really should have been. It's not a sales gimmick to say the last day is the day the sale ends. I've just been so busy, we haven't done it. But by 4 o'clock today, the 1776 super sale, 60% off, with promo code 1776 will be gone, because a bunch of these items have actually on the verge of selling out. Some of them have already sold out. So we've got to stop the sale. But I would take advantage of it to get Vital Mineral Fusion X3. DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, Knockout, all between 50 and 60% off with promo code 1776 at checkout. And you can also get discounted a signed or unsigned copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World with promo code 1776. But it will end. It will end today, because I just got so busy yesterday to get it done, but I will get it done today. So that sale ends in just the next few hours. Please take advantage of it, and thanks for your support.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world, because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear and the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Broadcasting worldwide.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are the resistance. You're fighting for your life. The covert world government depopulation takeover. They wanted to be able to roll this out without silencing their opposition, because that's too obvious. But now, because we're beating them, they're taking the gloves off, which we expect. We're ready for. I signed up for this because I will not aid and abet this enemy. I will not get on the wrong side of God. Better make your own decisions. It's an honor and a blessing to be persecuted and attacked by these people. It's an honor to be here with you today. All right, man, I got a lot of news to hit, but I want to take your calls. And so I'm not going to thank each caller. I want to thank you all up front. You don't need to thank me. Let's just get to your topic, get to your point, because you're holding. I appreciate you calling. I want to move the next issue. So let's just do it right now. David in Nevada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning or good afternoon to you. Quick question. About 45 minutes ago, you were actually mentioning a fourth governance or government and three prior that we're now in. And the reason I brought it up is because I watch you all the time and listen, but I wasn't exactly sure what governments you were speaking of or time frames, because it does directly connect to Daniel chapter 7.
You know, I don't remember what I specifically was talking about in context. What did I say?
That's a funny thing. I just come into my office to start working, and I heard you say that you were talking about the fourth government. I don't know if it was like maybe the fourth turning or what you were on, but I'm always interested to hear, because you've been right a lot, and a lot of people think that Daniel chapter 7 is a direct parallel to Daniel chapter 2, the big statue with the head of gold and stuff, which I would strongly oppose, and I think it's a last days for government system. So I thought if you were touching on that, I would want to plug into that to see what your intake or your input was on that, so that I could keep that in my Rolodex.
You know, unfortunately, I specifically do not know what you're getting at that I said earlier, but I certainly do think that I know that Daniel ties into Ezekiel, ties into Revelations. I mean, it all ties in together, and I appreciate your call, David. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Ignacio in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just caught you again, American.
You visited Bandai Video. Video.
Mark Zuckerberg going to be angry at you.
Do not watch Bandai Video. I have to hate you.
The best. The absolute best. Anyways, I know you said not to thank you, but I want to thank you and all the crew. From you guys to everybody that, you know, sends the goods in the warehouse to our homes, we have your back. We're going to continue ordering. So, want to salute the crew real quick. Also wanted to say the most powerful move that the deep state and the globalists hate is anytime you and Steve Bannon connect. That's the absolute best. Want to salute you guys for doing that as well.
I salute you, brother.
I don't know how much time left I got, but I am Venezuelan. I was born in Venezuela. Our family was ripped apart by communism. I came here when I was 13, became an American citizen. Super stoked about that. But anyways, if I do have time, I wanted to touch on the border, given that earlier you were showing that huge Venezuelan flag. All right, let's get into it. First of all, there's plenty of good people coming in, including, you know, a person I befriended. This kid is extremely talented when it comes to martial arts and all around great heart. So we all understand that there's plenty of good people, but man, there's also, you know, a bag of mixed elements that we have no idea. And while one way or another, we're going to have to reconcile and, come to hard decisions to make.
Oh, there's absolutely a lot of people coming here who are refugees from communism and globalism and the lockdowns who are great people. The issue is that the Democrats are grabbing the majority of the folks and organizing them into their new permanent underclass. God bless you, Ignacio. We love you and we appreciate you. Okay. See, I said don't thank me, and I don't want to say I love you, but I do love everybody. I just want to get to the actual topics, though. Julio in Colorado. Another call from Colorado. Go ahead, Julio.
Alejandro, great to hear from you. Quickly, 1360 AM in northern Colorado. That's KHNC. They air your show. So nice to hear you off the GCN app from time to time. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, those are great people. That's the Lion, isn't it?
The Lion, yeah, KHNC. So for you truckers or for you people hitting the slopes this winter, listen to Alejandro.
Yeah, those are. I've known those folks. They've carried us off and on for 15 years. They're awesome people. They know what they're talking about. They're really the best there is.
So I left Illinois to go to come here to Colorado. Beautiful people out here. I'm Venezuelan as well, so it's nice to hear another Venezuelan from Colorado living out here. All right, quickly, Alejandro, Election Day coming up. They tried this with the Paul Pelosi situation. More people are hip to the lies, the BS that's going on in corporate media. Being a media guy myself and knowing what's going on, it's great to see people catching on to all these lies. So, Election Day, I am concerned that across the country, say Pennsylvania, say Florida, say Arizona, say New York, I'm concerned we're going to see some very shenanigans. Not voter fraud per se, but I think we're going to see, oh, I don't know, FBI-type situations going on in these particular states. So everyone be vigilant come Election Day. record your TVs, do everything you can, because I just have a gut feeling something bad's going to happen on election day. With the diesel shortage, with the Southeast, all over the Southeast, just type in diesel shortage Southeast. They're reporting on this like it's no other, while corporate media saying, oh, CNBC, don't worry about this. Nothing's happening. I am concerned that come winter, we will see a dark winter. Look, the White House, CNBC just wrote an article about the White House 5-year plan on solar radiation management. Solar radiation management is going to be cooling. We're going to see this all over the country. I see this right now in Colorado.
Okay, they've now announced official chemtrailing to save us from the sun, jet spring, these chemical vapors to block the sun and create nuclei in the atmosphere. It's just all out in the open. They're rolling it all out. God bless you, sir. Since you mentioned, Julio, the situation with the election, here's a little snapshot. Panic button. New York Democrats call in Kamala, Hillary, and for last-ditch effort for Kathy, the unelected governor, Hochul, there in New York. Lee Zeldin takes lead over Hochul in key New York race, 10 points ahead. And then look at this. Arizona judge bans cameras at ballot drop boxes. The fraudsters and Democrat ballot traffickers will be given free rein. Here's another one. Pennsylvania Supreme Court orders update wrongly dated ballots to be counted. Again, Pennsylvania Supreme Court orders undated or wrongly dated ballots to be counted, violating the law. So the fix is in, ladies and gentlemen. But there's such a red wave. Will they be able to block it with their fraudulent election seawall? Todd in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, longtime listener from way back in the Bilderberg and 9/11 days, longtime customer. I'm calling in because I want to know what exactly you can do. We can't hitch our wagons to these weak Republicans that aren't getting anything done. There's a few good ones, but overall, they're just a bunch of the uniparty clowns. I'm not worried about myself particularly because I have got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ since 3 years ago. I know I'm going to heaven, but I'm concerned about family, friends, and the country as a whole. What exactly do you suggest we do?
Well, we got a lot of bad rhinos and neocons, but there's a big enough coalition of patriots in Congress now that if they get a majority in the House, we're going to be able to turn the energy back on, restrict a lot of the evil stuff that's going on. We're going to be able to really put a lot of pressure on Biden and a lot of oversight. So that's why they're in panic mode. The patriots are taking the Republican Party over, my friend.
Alex, you don't really have faith in the turtle and McCarthy, do you?
No, they need to be removed from the leadership. I'm just simply saying we'll have a lot more to work with than the Republicans not controlling Congress and the Democrats controlling Congress and the executive. I mean, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little pessimistic as far as the Republican Party goes.
No, I hear you, Todd. I appreciate your call. I'll try to elaborate on that. I'm pessimistic, too. We don't want to put more Democrats in. That's all I'm saying. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stopped into a church, I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray.
The last caller was making some good points, and he seemed frustrated that I was wanting to get Republicans elected. Look, I don't put my faith in these Republicans. A lot of them are great people, a lot of them are bad. But the people are manifesting their will and saying, we don't want the New World Order, we don't want abortion, we don't want open borders, we don't want gun control, we don't want enslavement. And the New World Order is pulling out the stops, trying to stop good Republicans from getting elected, and they're fighting like the devil. So obviously we need to get them elected and then hold their feet to the fire, just like Democrats are starting to do their own candidates, going out and saying, not just candidates, but elected officials, we don't want you launching war and nuclear war with Russia. So put pressure on the entire system, identify that it's being run by the globalists, cut that off legally and lawfully, promote our values and culture, and dig in and get ready to protect ourselves and our families in case we can't turn this around. Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble. But I am hoping for the best, preparing for the worst. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I'm going to the order they've been received here. Russell in Oregon. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you, man. Thank you for all the work you're doing and leading the charge.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring, yes, sir. I just wanted to bring up some points about Kanye West that I feel like haven't been addressed. You guys have covered him a lot, and in the Tucker Carlson interview on at least two occasions, he talked about Ray Kurzweil and the singularity. In fact, going back to 2018, he tweeted photos of his laptop where he had window open of Ray Kurzweil's TED Talk about the singularity. I think that he might be, you know, an operative for this transhumanism agenda cult. He's talked about Steve Jobs. He's talked about how Elon should be consulted on every presidential decision. We saw Elon two nights ago on Halloween dressed up as the devil's champion, wearing a Baphomet logo on his armor costume with an upside down cross, you know, reflective of Revelation 13 and the false prophet, the beast of the earth. I'm curious what your take is. I mean, we haven't addressed these issues. Kanye West also talked about creating monasteries for children where he would be in charge of grooming them and raising them to his specifications. These are kind of the things that went under the radar, and I think that we should actually be paying a lot of attention to this. He's saying this stuff out in the open.
Well, let me go ahead and just drop this on you. There's nuclear war news, and there's mass illegal surveillance using private companies and think tanks to spy and surveil and censor the American people. So I've been mainly focused on that because I always go with what I think is the most important news. Not that Elon Musk as the devil's champion isn't important. Not that it wasn't in my stack. Not that what's going on with Kanye is important. It's that for me in the list of things that were front and center, they didn't make it to that level. So let me go ahead and thank you for your call. Let me go ahead and respond to you. I know Elon Musk. I talked to Elon. I don't know Elon Musk. I know Kanye West. I talked to Kanye West a lot. And I don't think he's working for the establishment. And I'm going to leave it at that. I don't think he's mentally ill. I think he's very eccentric. A lot of the things he says are really, really smart. A lot of the things that he says, I don't agree with. And so I've had a lot of phone conversations with Kanye West, and I'm just not at the point that I want to talk about it, because I don't think Kanye is a bad guy, yay. But at the same time, I think that there's a lot of different things going on with him, and I can tell you this, and I'm just going to leave it at that from personal experience. There's nobody telling him what to say, and he has no one around him. He wanders around in Los Angeles by himself and just literally just walks the streets and just goes around talking to people and does whatever he wants. And there's nobody telling that guy what to say. I can tell you 100% from personal experience, and I'm going to leave it at that, okay? I know Kanye pretty well, and I've spent a lot of time talking to him, and I've not ever said this until now. I think he's a tortured soul. I was talking to him right before this interview the other night. I guess this was on Saturday at night. I was talking to Kanye right before he walked out there and gave his press conference. Talking to him in depth. And yeah, I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just going to leave it at that. As for the Elon Musk thing, I've not been talking to Elon Musk. The whole Elon Musk discussion, the reason I haven't covered it is it's a complex issue, and I know what he thinks he's doing, and I know exactly what he is doing, and I haven't budgeted the time to cover the Elon Musk situation. And the problem is I need to sit in a room for like 30 minutes because it's a big, important thing. People won't know my view. And I need to kind of write out the notes of the things that I brainstorm about so I can crystallize it and really put it out there and really talk about the good things Elon's done and the bad things and then explain exactly what Elon Musk is really doing, because I know what he's doing. And I think it's very dangerous. And it is definitely next level in this whole thing. So these are such big topics. I tell you what I'll do, and I'll promise I'm going to do this unless there's some emergency or something comes up. I'm already coming up here Saturday morning to tape a big special Saturday show. Dr. Peter McCullough is flying in. I'm interviewing him for at least an hour and a half, commercial free, to really break down the waterfront and what's happened and how we've been vindicated and how they're trying to take his medical license and where he sees this going next and their calls for amnesty for those that attacked us and all the rest of it. So that's my big central interview. But I'll write some notes up tomorrow and Friday on points I want to make about Musk, and then I'll do 30 minutes on Elon Musk. And you know what? I'll also do 10 minutes on Kanye West. But I'm gonna call Ye. It's really mad if you don't call him that. I'm going to call him first. We talk all the time. And I'm going to just run some stuff by him first before I talk about what I really think about Kanye. I think he's a good guy. I think he's misled in some ways. I think he's very eccentric, as most geniuses are. And he's really there. He's setting himself up to be destroyed. And I don't like that. And I've really straight talked him and not told him what he wants to hear. And we've gotten in some arguments. And that's basically where this is. But I'm not going to talk about Ye until the time's right. And I'm not going to give you the inside baseball, but you'd be pretty blown away if I told you this stuff. Okay. I mean, let me just tell you, he's confided in me what he really thinks and what he thinks is really going on. And it'd be top news in the world if I, you know, got into it. I'm not going to. But I've got to have a discussion with him about the fact that I am going to go ahead and just tell people what I think. And does he have any input on that? He wants to come on the show, which I haven't even pushed that hard. But then at the last minute, repeatedly, over a long period of time, going back 3-4 years, he just, at the moment he's about to come on, he doesn't come on. And he can't explain to me why he does that. That's fine. To the point of I don't even ask him to come on anymore. So, look, I got a lot of calls to get to. You got your Kanye comment. You got your Elon Musk comment. The Elon thing is bigger than Elon Musk. And so when I explain it, if you understand this, you understand the Illuminati. And you understand how they tell you through Hollywood how the Illuminati really works. Like Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, is like a cosmology of this. He's supposed to come to unify the Force and destroy the Sith, but he actually comes and then purifies the Jedi and kills a bunch of them and then destroys the Sith and basically destroys all the orders that, you know, came before. And that's really what the really dark Illuminati is all about, is full spectrum dominance, where it is the left hand path and the right hand path, and it's a dialectic. Well, I don't operate in dialectics. I operate in straightforward programs. That's how God does things. I try to understand that. Straightforward. There's no waves to it. It's a direct operation Genesis program that builds nothing but success. Everybody else is testing, manipulating a bunch of systems together to build what you want out of that, and it works to a certain degree, but in the end, it always goes bad in the final stage. It doesn't work. And so, yeah, no, these guys are all chasing the dialectic. I am the anti-dialectic. Hour number 3, your phone calls and more, straight ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.